Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Good morning, Leonard!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies!
That thing going up is so loud. Hey, everybody! My name is Doug, and I love movies. Perfection. We're doing it. It's, what is it? Saturday, January 7th, 2023. And to kick off the new year, I brought a simple and elegant prize bag. Yeah, it's a little tote that I got from a festival called the Come and Take It Festival in Houston, Texas. And inside is some rather potent gummy bears. In fact, these are so potent they didn't even fuck with shaping them like bears. They're just discs of gummy from my friends at Ghostly Good. So, you know, be very careful with those, whoever might win them. And then I'm never going to get a dog. Well, I might get it. I'm probably not going to get a dog. So I've been holding on to this for a while. I got this when I visited Cesar Millan's ranch. Yeah, it's an official Cesar Millan tennis ball tossing stick thing. It's a nice, it's got a nice grip on it. And you just throw it out there. The dog brings it back to you. You put it back in there and you do it again. So much easier to do that than that. Let me tell you. It's for anybody who can't throw overhand. All right. So somebody's going to win that beautiful thing. And then, but speaking of beautiful things, this is the piece de resistance. It is a large rubber glow-in-the-dark bong from our friends at Peacemaker. Peacemaker, the rubber pipe making company, not the hit TV show. Not affiliated. All of that is going to be won by somebody today, and it's simple and easy to take home with you, and only sad if you don't like weed or dogs. Then you've got a prize package that is not specifically for you. Is everybody ready to meet my guest today? As you can see there, we've got five great ones, four of which are here. One is looking for parking, which seems to be an ongoing theme when we perform in this area. But let's get four of them out here. Give it up, everybody, please, for Steve Agee, Trey Crowder, Blair Saki, Beth Stelling, and Wells Adams. Okay, there's Steve. Sit on that end over there, Steve. You can sit on that end over there. Yeah, Wells, you could come a little closer. Trey, that's perfect. Oh, yeah, right there. Oh, I gave you the gag chair. Wow, is it going to keep doing
all
that?
Gag chairs.
I hope they're all helped. Oh, oh, what shit. The fuck? Is everybody's chair fucking sit on
that's stool. Our show tonight, folks.
Wow.
Gag chairs.
I've got such a nice, sturdy, low-to-the-ground chair. And I hope that Beth joins us. I hope everybody's going to be okay. And I hope that Beth joins us sometime soon. She's got quite a story. Yeah, she's been texting me, and she's been through a lot. So
to be hungry. Yeah, that's not good. Sitting up.
She's
here.
Been in Congress all week. She's been at the Capitol all week voting. Not a political crowd.
No.
I see.
Okay. Doug loves politicals. No, this is Doug Loves Movies, and very excited to have all of these guests here. And I'm going to introduce them individually and alphabetically by first name, as we do on the show now. So we got to skip over Beth immediately, just skip past the first person. Her podcast is called Dear Owen Wilson. It's Dear Blair Saki.
Hello, everyone. That podcast doesn't exist anymore.
I know. You tell me that every time you're on this podcast. But people can still listen to it, right?
That is true. Didn't even consider that.
Mm-hmm.
It's still available.
Still out there. And the other thing I'd like to dwell on with you, Blair, is you're my friend that enjoys animation maybe more than any of my other friends in the cinema. What have you seen any good animation lately?
Oh, God, what have I seen?
Did you enjoy Marcel the Shell, for example?
Oh, I fucking love Marcel the Shell. I saw it in theaters alone. Yeah.
You rented out the whole thing, or it was just... just worked out for you.
No, I am not that rich yet at the present moment, but I was dead. I saw like the creator tweeted. He's like, you know, we really need your support. And I was like, of course you have my support. I'm there. I ran there. And so, yeah. I loved it. I'm Blair. Thanks.
Thanks for being here, Blair.
Wait, I want to know more about Dear Owen Wilson and what happened to it. And why it failed, because it sounds great.
Okay, all right. I'll give you a really short. Okay, in 2007, I wrote a real letter to Owen Wilson. I was worried about him. He was having some issues. I wanted to let him know that he was loved and appreciated. And then many years went by, forgot that happened, became a comedian, and then I had comedians read letters to people they were fans of. Then I signed a contract to... make a podcast for money, and then it did not get renewed. There it is.
Wow.
Yeah. You could put it out there for free.
Yeah.
All right. This is a great setup for me to do my... I'm going to do a very brief Owen Wilson impression.
Marley.
All right. So, yes. Yeah, it didn't really sound like him, but it was a word that he has said. In motion pictures, so everybody recognize it. Okay, so this next gentleman is John Economos on Peacemaker, the program that I mentioned earlier. He's not on Peacemaker, the pipe that's in the prize bag.
Not yet.
Yeah. It's Steve Agee, everybody!
Thank you. Thanks.
Hi, Steve.
Good to be back. Doug, last time I did this podcast was in Atlanta.
Yeah, you were shooting the movie, The Suicide Squad, and you came out and did the show.
Yeah, yeah,
and
with then, Dave.
And this is, but you told me backstage, this is amazing, this is your first time on a stage in front of an audience.
3 years.
In 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No yelling. It spreads germs. Please. That's not the reason, but yeah, it's been 3 years.
Well, Dynasty Typewriter is a germ-free environment. They have a special spray.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So so try not to worry about that too much.
Okay.
And thank you for coming back.
My pleasure.
Yeah. I didn't know you spoke French.
We all do.
We got another return guest on the program today who I believe the first time he did the show was in Washington, D.C. at the Improv there. He's part of the well-read comedy tour, and he's back here with us. It's Trey Crowder, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I did not conduct my
school. Okay, well, he's, you know, Brando.
No shame in that.
Oh, he's
Brando
a freaking movie
stuff.
Freak.
No, I know.
He dusted my ass on this show before.
Yeah. He dusts everybody's ass, dude.
Yeah,
it
no, this is, you know, there's nobody like him on the panel today that I'm aware of, but we'll see. You never know. We might have a sleeping giant sitting next to me here. We definitely have an awake giant on the stage. And did we talk to you long enough, Trey?
Sure, if you want to, yeah.
How do you feel about your chances today?
Well, it's not like, so when I was growing up, my dad owned a video store, and I, like, grew up in that thing. And my dad passed away, you know, like, almost 10 years ago, so I always feel like I'm shaming my family when I do terribly on this show. So, because I should be better, but I won't be. So, just so everybody knows, we'll see. So yeah, that's how I'm feeling right now.
It just might, you know.
Mournful.
You might,
mournful and unconfident.
You might not, you know, there might not be any questions that happen to be in your wheelhouse, you know. Like, all of us have, like, this period where we most went to movies and paid attention to every aspect of it, nerded out on it the most, and you just never know what's going to come up. I mean, looking ahead, I can tell you right now, you're not going to do well today.
Yeah. Good. That's what I thought.
I peeked at what's going to happen. It's I'm still very excited about it, even though I spoiled it for myself. But also joining us today, we have a first-time guest on the show. I'm very excited that he's here. Give it up, everybody, for Wells Adams.
Hey, everybody.
You have a show. I feel so great about this, talking about it. You have a new show on Hulu?
Yes.
Hulu, and it's called Best in Doug. And what happens what happens on this show is people come on, and what are they? Are they all named Doug?
They're all named Doug. They talk about famous Dougs around the world. And you made our top 10 list in the finale, which was really cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I should probably watch this instead of being so confused about it. Yeah, people write H at the end of Doug all the time, especially you know, baristas and whatnot. And the program is actually called Best in Dough. And you know, I was excited to make that joke and have you immediately correct me, but you yes-anded my ass.
Yeah.
Like a true professional, yeah. You do good work.
Yeah, it's a show about pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone loves pizza.
Sorry for everything. I was waiting so long for food that never came. I'm so hungry.
Beth Stelling, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry.
Were you waiting for pizza?
I was actually, it's so sad. I was literally just waiting for a smoothie. And then she was like, it's like 5 more minutes. I was like, you didn't make it. But I will say, every time I'm on your show, I do have my period.
I will. When to rebook you? If there's a week when you definitely want to have it,
you can hit me up. Last time it was so bad, I canceled. Remember?
Yeah.
And
I do.
Was also at the time I was on gabapentin, which most people reply and they go, "Oh, my dog's on that," and I was so angry. I was dealing with rage, but also a lot of bleeding.
Is gabapentin bad for rage?
It's one of the side effects that's possible. The odd thing is it's like supposed to help with like anxiety and things like that. And for me, I just got pretty angry.
I guess it's hard to be anxious and angry.
Yeah.
Like if you're angry, you're sort of at least addressing something, you know, with anger.
Yeah. I'd like to apologize for everything.
Oh. For being
late.
I told the audience that you've been through a lot today.
Thank you so much, yeah.
To be nice to you.
Okay, thank you.
And
thank you.
It sucks when the timing doesn't work out and you can't have some food. Wait, why is there an extra chair?
I don't know.
Well, everyone was having trouble with their chairs, so I just sat on the stool.
Yeah.
Oh, smart.
Is it?
Well, hi, it's nice because the chairs are a joke. They're all going to collapse by the end of the show, and you're going to still be sitting there.
Good.
Help us out here. We're trying to, it's
for
ratings.
I almost ate the mic. I was like, not that.
Yeah. It's not a great time to be licking microphones. Yeah.
No, never was.
Enjoy your. It never was. It never was. But
it
yet,
happened to
people
an
were out there doing it.
It does happen on accident.
Yeah,
it's
it does.
Truly, it's a terrible experience.
Yeah. Well, also, the microphone hitting your teeth.
I know
that
when
one.
Take it out. It's so embarrassing.
The worst.
But usually they. This one doesn't smell, which is good. But sometimes they smell. That's another thing. That's terrible.
Well,
I
now
know.
I have to smell my microphone.
Yeah. Well.
Hey.
Hey, pretty good.
I got cinnamon. Oh, wow. That's nice. That's a nice, nice scent in wintertime. But I introduced everybody, right? Yeah, we were talking to Wells. This is Wells' first time on the show. Beth,
cool
you've
to
been
meet
on.
You
as well.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, I watch you on some of your programs.
Honestly,
and the host.
I'm relieved to find out that people don't actually think there's an H at the end of Doug, because I was like, nah, what, incarnation? I was like, who are these idiots? Really confused for a while.
Okay.
But the show where I bartend for a bunch of idiots in Mexico,
that
and then
one.
They fuck each other, that
yes.
one's still going.
Okay.
We'll go forever.
I do have some...
I assume.
And by fuck each other, he means not give somebody a rose and they get sent home. That's how they get fucked.
Oh. There's also a place
also,
they all do it.
The
yeah,
boom, boom
room.
There was not a lot of boom boom in this. Like, no, a lot of, they
that
mentioned it a couple
of
times, but we never saw anybody go there, I don't think.
It was very disappointing.
Last season.
No, Kira went with a vibrator.
She did?
Yeah.
She did.
She was just like, I need some alone time.
And they cut this from the scene, but she came down to the bar and was like asking if she could go up to the boom boom room with the vibrator, mm-hmm. asking me as if I was like the gatekeeper of masturbation there. And then she decided, she was like, hey, should we name this guy? Let's name him Wells. And I was like, let's not.
Yeah, please.
Let's not do that. So we named him Doug, which
you're
I
like,
thought was good.
You're like, I have a boyfriend.
There's already plenty of dildos named Doug. If you ask me.
We're looking at one.
Hey!
I'm just kidding. I love him.
But also, you didn't have time to change out of your scrubs. It's crazy.
I didn't. It was a wild shift. I'm also a geriatric gynecologist. I don't know if anybody knew that. That's my side gig. I just take a
Doesn't
look.
Doesn't that just sound like the gynecologist is old?
Yeah. I mean, I guess both.
Yeah. You just have to have follow-up questions on that one, I guess.
It's better than, pediatric gynecologist.
Hey, get out of there, kid. All right, Beth.
Yeah,
you're up first in this next segment of the show that I call Recommendation Nation. That's where I normally get my guests to recommend a movie. But since it's January and the front end of it, I've been asking... people to tell me a movie that's like their resolution movie. Like, this next year, I'm going to get to it. It's like one you've always meant to watch. Mm. You just never get around to it, but it's a classic or people won't shut up about it and you haven't seen it. And even, I'm looking for embarrassing ones. The last show, somebody said Goodfellas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that person killed themselves.
I can maybe top it.
Par for the course.
Somebody else said Lord of the Rings, and that person is resting comfortably. and
I
alive.
Love Lord of the Rings.
I do, too.
Is
I genuinely wrong? Love it. Yeah.
It was so formative for me.
I love a trilogy.
I remember I remember a boyfriend in college giving it to me on DVD, and it was like truly a heartwarming gift. I loved it.
Yeah. He's like, you need something to do when I'm not around. Here's 9 hours of people you can fall in love with and never hook up with.
I flew from Dublin to LAX like 2 months ago, started the Lord of the Rings trilogy, landed with 20 minutes left.
What happened?
For real. Don't know how it ends.
I guess
you really never finished it?
Well, I've seen it before, but I had to watch something that would just get me through the flight, and so I was like, all right, we're going to do Lord of the Rings.
I guess that would work. I don't know.
Okay.
It makes me feel like it's going on for way longer.
I guess two come to mind. One, I can't think of the name of it. It's Keanu Reeves with the pill.
Oh, wait, is that
Matrix?
I've never seen that.
You've never seen the
Matrix?
The
pill!
Is that the main thing you know about it? Is that there's a pill?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should totally watch it then. Because there's some wild shit going
on. Okay. But would you guys recommend it for real?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
The trilogy's really good. Yeah. I don't know about the fourth one. Trilogy good.
That's mine.
All right, that's a good one, The Matrix. And I think we can all agree that you just need to see the first one.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, if you
How
want more
there?
Of that, then watch all the sequels. Okay. But definitely the first one is its own special thing, I think.
Okay.
We have audience agreement.
Keanu Reeves was definitely one of my first, crushes.
So you've seen Constantine?
No, it was
Johnny
put
Mnemonic.
That second
it
on
was
your
Point
list.
Break that did it for me.
Oh, right.
Oh my God! Yeah,
Johnny Utah.
Love Point Break.
I am going to ask Steve next. Steve, what's your
want to watch It's a Wonderful Life.
You've never seen it?
Wow.
I've never seen that either.
I'm kind of proud of you on that one. Because it's hard to avoid. I've seen like huge chunks of it, but I've never watched it beginning to end. Because it's depressing. Even
the black and white.
Even the happy ending is depressing. The happy ending is like, well, okay, I guess we'll soldier forth. We'll just keep going. Yeah. Yeah. But definitely do it and don't colorize it or any of that shit. Yeah.
Right.
If you watch it with commercial breaks, it's 4 hours long.
No.
So don't do that. Okay, Blair. Oh, I should be writing these down. Blair?
Oh, okay. So I don't know if I'm going to do it, but...
No, this is a... You have to pick a movie you're going to commit to watching in the next year, and I'm going to follow up with texts.
And then on my next period, we're going to get together.
Okay. All right, the John Wick, but this is the thing. This current man I've seen and every other ex-boyfriend I've ever had, like, they want you to see John Wick so bad. It means so much to them, and I'm like, I just don't know if I want to surrender that yet. I've gone this far, you know what I mean?
I won't even meet, like, a guy friend of mine if he's got a girlfriend. I'm like, I won't meet her if she hasn't seen John Wick.
I know.
She has to pass the Wick test.
Yeah.
She has to see it and like it. Like, it's a tough test.
Men feel strongly about it, and I don't know if I want to waver, but I guess it is committed to something. I know it's a trilogy.
Yeah, and there's a fourth one. Fourth one's on the way, so you got work to do.
I don't know. If you really like him, Blair, I think give him this.
Have you seen it, though?
I love him.
Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, and I agree. I've gone with different boyfriends each time.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're the ones that don't like it. She leaves them.
I feel like if Beth likes it, I will probably like it.
I do.
How do you feel about Dog Death?
Not good.
Okay,
what if I was love Dog Death? Let's go see it now.
Start with John Wick 3 then. Because the first two movies is all about what happened in the beginning of the first one. And then the third one, Halle Berry has trained attack dogs that are her friends. So she, everybody that she meets either gets shot in the face or attacked by a dog. And it's amazing.
Wait, my, you know, it's sad. My retention is so terrible. Is that true?
Yes. One dog runs up a wall to bite a guy on the balls. Like, runs up the side of a wall. It's amazing. Yeah.
It is kind of one of those things.
People, you know, people die in those movies, Beth.
Yeah. I know, but he
never
does.
They get shot right in the face.
But he never does.
No, he doesn't. No.
Yeah.
But he's really beat up, though.
He's just a human.
He walks with a limp by the end of every one.
Yeah.
And now he's in movies with Ali Wong. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody says that, always be my baby.
Maybe.
Maybe be my baby, maybe. Baby, boss baby in a corner. I haven't, I think I tried to see that one and fell asleep on it. And so that maybe should be my resolution.
Maybe
movie.
That's your resolution?
Yeah. But John Wick's a good one, Blair. should definitely check it out. These are all, you're all like knocking it out of the park, Trey.
Well, I mentioned earlier my dad had a video store when I was a kid. He was always disappointed that I wasn't into David Lynch because that was like his dude, you know? Okay. Which I would argue is like it's hard to fully appreciate the cinematic genius of Eraserhead when you're 11. So it could have been more that. I was like, can we put Surf Ninjas back on? Or like, what the fuck is happening right now? But yeah, that was always like a bone of contention with us. So I guess I should probably, as an adult, revisit the ouvroir of Mr. David Lynch and see if I could find something there.
Because you really like just developed a distaste from it just from being exposed to it.
I mean, that's what I've always thought. I remember also like Mulholland Drive when I was like 13 or something. I was like,
sure.
I have no
idea. Yeah, those
idea.
Movies were 2 years apart. A lot of people don't know that, but...
Well, you know,
he made Eraserhead, and Hollywood just opened their wallets.
Well, he couldn't show me Eraserhead when it came out, you know, but he was like 11. He's old enough.
No, he's showing you classics.
Now, well, yeah, right.
And trying to. Yeah, it's too much.
So, wait, which one do you think you'd pick?
Yeah, you got to pick one.
I guess I would start with Eraserhead since I haven't seen it.
Okay.
No,
not a good idea.
Well, it sounds like. It also does sound like you did watch it.
He
made you watch
then,
it.
Yeah, and I was like,
so we're not talking rewatch here. So pick a David Lynch you have not bothered to watch.
Blue Velvet?
Yes.
Yeah. I never watched that one.
Watch that one.
Okay. Well, that's
I guarantee that at least 80% of the time you'll find it engaging.
Okay.
That's the best I can do. Yeah. Because it gets a little weird and a little slow, but 80% of it's pretty entertaining.
Okay, well, we still have Wells.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, I got scared you were moving on.
This first game we're going to play.
Thanks for looking out for me.
No, I was just flipping this page around because I am going to write down Blue Velvet and Wells. Beth would like to know.
You can deliver it over
your resolution movie.
Well, I was going to say Precious.
Oh, I haven't seen that either.
But I don't think I'm going to do that.
Okay.
I don't think there's any societal pressure to see Precious based on a book by Sapphire.
But this is embarrassing, and sticking with the trilogy theme, I've never seen the third Godfather.
Oh. Well, that's
I haven't seen any of
Godfather. That's
okay.
That's
all right.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's one you're supposed to skip. That's one you're supposed to retain the, you know. If you're like, you know, if you're a big Robert Duvall fan, you don't watch the third one because they didn't put him in it.
All right, fuck that. Precious. So I'm going to do Precious.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, what a full cinematic life you've had if Precious is your thing that's missing from your experience. I mean, I guess, have you seen the Mariah Carey movie Glitter?
Well, that
no.
I've seen.
No?
Yeah.
No.
Well, so here's what I suggest. Because Glitter is more important culturally than Precious, in my opinion. But they're both milestones in the acting career of Mariah Carey.
Okay, yeah.
So she's in both of those, I think. All right.
So Glitter,
I'm pretty sure she's in Glitter. All right, so you're going with Precious. I love it. Oh, I wrote it down next to Trey, though. Trey, could you just say Precious?
Precious.
It wasn't as fun and southern as I expected it to be.
Based on the novel by Sapphire?
Yeah, that's better. That's better. Sapphire is a good word.
You got it. It's like my whole career right there.
Yeah.
Man.
Smart guy sounding dumb. All right.
Exactly.
What was your movie again? Oh, Blue Velvet.
Blue Velvet.
All right. All right. We've got it all locked in. Everybody's going to see these movies this year, and I'm going to make sure they do it. In most cases, I would even watch them with you if necessary. Also, all these like play at repertory theaters and stuff, and they're all on streaming. So, Matrix, though, I'd almost say kind of try to see it on the big screen, you know, because that feels like that would be part of the experience.
All right, I'll
one.
Rent this place out.
Yeah. You know, maybe it'll show up at the New Beverly or something. You know?
I'm going to watch it on my phone, though.
Well, thank you for all of your brave cinematic confessions. And we have to go to our first commercial break, but we'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back! We picked some name tags, and today Beth is going to be playing for Leia Cake, and Blair is playing for Chelsea, who brought weed and money. And Steve is playing for the name tag that said Colin Them Softly. And Trey is playing for Appaul, P-A-U-L-O-13. I mean, you made that effort. You could have just went with the movie Paul. And you wouldn't have had to work as hard as our friend that Wells is playing for, who is Brian's song, written in gold sparkly ink. Looking for somebody. The dude is clearly rolling in it if he can just waste an envelope. All right, the first game we play is just a little warm-up. It's just to determine who's going to go first in our real first game after this first game, the second game person who goes first. Are we confused yet? Perfect. The game is called Live, Die, Repeat. Yeah, Ellie raised one hand because I didn't think it deserved full applause. So you reacted perfectly. It's called Live, Die, Repeat. I'm going to say the title of a real motion picture that exists from the history of cinema. And the first person on stage who repeats the full correct title back wins. So you either have to recognize it as I'm saying and realize what it is and say it, or you have to work it out based on guesswork. And every time somebody guesses, because you can all guess as often as you like, every time you guess, I will go back to the beginning of the title because it's not a short title. But like here's an example. I like to do an example lately to see how people do. So let's try one. The Matrix.
The Matrix.
Okay, so
reloaded.
I think Blair won, but didn't even put the microphone to her face.
Well, this is like a trick.
Yeah, you're still not using your microphone.
But what if you had meant The Matrix Reloaded?
What?
I don't understand.
It could have been. It could have been. Then this is how it works. I go The Matrix, and everybody yells The Matrix, 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 and I go and then somebody goes
gotcha.
Matrix Reloaded. Yeah, that's how you.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You might have to say all four of them.
Oh,
it's cool that she got that and she hadn't even seen the movie yet.
No, I've seen them.
She's seen Matrix. It's Beth hasn't seen Matrix.
Guess we're just dime a dozen, T. Wells.
That was a different Keanu Reeves movie.
All right, so here's this dumb game. Who?
This line is it anyway?
Beth.
Okay, that's a TV show, but you're getting the idea of it, Beth. Is that it? You done? That seems like that exhausted you. That one laughing at that one thing you said seemed to really tucker you out. You seemed like really tired.
Threw Mama from the train.
Did you get enough?
I know. Okay. Now that I'm thinking about that, it's probably wrong.
Who threw Mama from the train?
Who threw Mama from the train? I didn't see that movie, so I'm really asking who threw Mama from the train.
Turns out nobody does, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think they're like trying to work it out, and nobody ends up throwing her off.
I'll piggyback off that and say, who's eating Gilbert Grape?
See, that's another great guess. See how fun this is?
Isn't it
what's eating Gilbert Grape?
It's still good, though.
Oh, shit. This game is fucked up, dude.
Better than I got.
Why is somebody eating Gilbert Grape? When are we eating Gilbert Grape? Was my favorite in the series.
Why are we eating
Can you imagine if Gilbert Grape was a tent pole? They just kept making Gilbert Grape movies.
Why is eating Gilbert Grape?
Chelsea, I'm not losing focus.
Who?
Told Mom the babysitter's dead.
That was pretty good.
It's don't tell Mom.
Don't.
The babies.
Don't. Never mind.
I like that.
That's such a different story that somebody told the mom that the babysitter's dead. Yeah. Mom's just trying to enjoy her vacation. Who fucking told her?
You got to come back, Mom. Okay, that's
gonna
wrong.
That's going to be the next Benoit Blanc mystery.
I'm gonna wait.
Who? Trey, you don't have any Who movies?
No.
Whoville? Is that one?
No.
Horton hears a Who, yeah.
Yeah.
Horton.
Who's in the wrong
who.
Spot.
We got to get to the second word, I
who's
think.
Coming I think to the dinner? Second word's really going to do it. Guess who's coming to dinner?
Yeah.
Who's coming to dinner, comma, guess.
Comma, guess. Exactly, yes. That's the best I come up with.
All right. If you know it in the audience, please don't yell it out because you're going to be so excited you know it. Who slew
Carmen Sandiego? Who slew?
Who?
This is a movie I've never heard of.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm out.
Slew.
Who slew?
Who slew you?
Who slew Auntie?
Mame? Auntie.
You gotta say the
auntie?
Whole thing.
Who
you gotta
slew
say the whole thing.
Auntie do?
Antichrist?
Yes.
Who slew Auntie?
Who slew?
Who slew Auntie Boo? Who slew Auntie
May?
Moo.
Auntie Matter? Who slew?
Auntie Koo.
Who slew Auntie
Boo?
Who slew?
Auntie.
Who slew Auntie Faye?
Foo.
I had like three Aunt Faye.
Who slew Auntie Rue?
Who slew Auntie Rue?
Oh, my God.
Trey is our winner.
What did he say?
Who slew Auntie? I just repeated what he said.
Oh.
Once he got to the end of it.
That sounds like a black and white movie.
Did he say who slew Auntie Rue the whole thing, or did he just say Rue?
He said it all, yeah.
All right.
Right after he said it all.
Well, I'll believe it when I listen to this.
Yeah.
The Matrix.
This is a good episode. You're going to want to listen to it.
On that one.
And you guys know what that is?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah, it's a motion picture that starred Shelley Winters, and
wow,
was rated PG at the time, but apparently has some gross parts. And it was about a woman. It was a twist on Hansel and Gretel. It was this lady who invite kids to her house. Steve, you're the one that asked about it.
Yeah, you lost me. It's Shelley Winters, though.
It's a good call, but great title if you ever need a stupid Who title, especially like in a charade situation. And all your friends would be, that's not a movie. And you'd be like, look it fucking up. And IMDb calls it Whoever Slew Auntie Rue, which is not what it's called. They have the poster for the movie right under where it says Whoever, and it says the right title. Beth's popcorn
fine, I ate it all.
Has capsized.
Well, there's...
It's a what done it.
Yeah.
This is so sad.
I got to stop moving, otherwise I'm going to need to... no, it's not that I'm losing.
Like a nutrition bar or
no, it's not that I'm losing energy. It's just sure. If you stand up quick, all the blood rushes out of you.
Sure.
Yeah. That's why I provide.
If anybody has any questions, that's about why I provide you. Or
I provided you with a stool where all you have to do is just walk forward, and you're standing. Yeah. Like you don't even have to jump up.
That's true.
You're already very high up there. And I always worry about all my guests, Beth, because this next game, this segue doesn't make any sense.
Oh, new game?
This next game makes me worry about my guests. How will they do? Trey gets to go first in this one. Okay. I am going to say a line that might be from a motion picture. The game is called Bane or Kane. I will say a line, and you tell me. I'll say it to Trey, and then he'll tell me if it was said by Bane in Dark Knight Rises or Kane, Charles Foster Kane, in Citizen Kane, or neither.
Okay.
Could be from a whole other movie.
Wow, that is tough.
It's not looking good for us, Chelsea.
Yeah. But it's multiple choice. So people are going to get points just by sitting there, because I'm going to say it to Trey, and if he misses on the first guess of Bane, Kane, or neither, then Blair gets to choose from the remaining two answers. If she misses, Steve gets the gimme point. Whenever somebody gets a point, the next person in the row starts on the next quote. And we'll play until we're sick of it. Oh, and also, just to make it more difficult, I say all the lines in Bane's voice. and then I send myself residuals. Any questions?
Who's
nope?
Who's Bane? I'm just kidding.
Can you do mine in Michael Caine's voice?
Bane was only in one movie, right?
Nope. Yeah.
I think so.
What's that?
He was just in one of the Batman.
I was just asking about Batman lore.
He was in Dark Knight Rises, yes.
I like that.
And Lego Batman. And now he's on, I think he's on one of the series.
I just saw Lego Batman.
Oh, neat.
It was really good.
You do like animation.
It's fun.
Yeah, I loved it. So funny. Genius.
All right, well, get ready for more of that voice right now. Here's the first one. As Trey gets the first guess, is this Bane or Kane or neither?
Don't worry about me.
Which one of them said that? Yeah, that's the whole quote. You want to hear it again?
Sure, yeah. I feel like I missed it.
Don't worry about me.
Who would worry about Bane? You know,
he feels like there's more.
He seems like
sentence.
He could take care of himself. Although so could Kane, I guess. Actually, okay, I'll say Bane when he's, like, in rough shape at the end of the movie. He's telling Talia or whatever, I'm fine.
I have full medical.
That's what he says.
Yes. Don't worry about me. SAG so tier Bane. One.
Bane.
I'm sorry, Trey. That is incorrect.
Yeah, I thought.
Blair, is it neither? Or Charles Foster Kane?
Charles Foster Kane.
That's right. Don't worry about Charles Foster Kane.
Blair's on the board. Steve?
Yep.
You're up first.
Okay.
Ben Kane or neither. I guess he was out all night the night before on that one. Lost his voice a little bit. Bane after a night of partying. Oh, I can't really,
do you
can't
have
give
any
it a full Bane experience right now.
I need some Pedialyte. I'll say I was Bane. I'd say Bane said
you
that.
You think Bane said peace has cost you your
cost
strength?
You your strength.
That is correct.
All right.
Steve Agee is on the board. Some are harder than others. But Beth, you get this one. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Bane, Kane, or neither. There's no nobility in poverty. There's no nobility in poverty. Bane, Kane, or neither?
I'm just going to say Kane.
You seem really sad about it.
Because I don't really know.
Okay. That's incorrect, I'm afraid.
I thought it
Sorry.
Was
Kane, too. Wells? Leaves.
I think neither.
I'm You're going neither? Neither? Look at the brain on Wells. Big brain over there. You get a point because not only is it from neither, it's a little something that Jordan Belfort says in Wolf of Wall Street.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, I could make some up or whatever, but why not just use these great writers that have already written this shit? All right. So Wells got a point, and we're back to Trey. You can get on the board right now, Trey.
Can I?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see.
This is kind of like a this is kind of rallying cry for you, this next one. Victory has defeated you. Victory has defeated you.
That's a little bit ambiguous.
Winning can be losing.
Yeah.
Up is down. What do you think? Bane, Kane, or neither?
Bane, Kane, or neither. Kane.
I'm enjoying you not getting these, Trey.
Yeah.
Because you're extra frustrated by it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blair, what do you think? Is it... what's left? What are the other options?
Oh, God. This is a brain buster.
Bane or neither?
Bane or neither. Victory has defeated you?
It goes like this.
Bane!
Victory has defeated you, and that is correct! It is Bane!
Wow.
Yeah, Blair is really...
It just came to me out of nowhere.
Blair is running away with this thing, Steve. Are you ready, Steve?
Yes. Ask yourself, are you ready, Doug?
Spoils will be enjoyed. I gotta start over. Spoils will be enjoyed. Blood will be shed. Bane, Kane, or neither?
Bane.
That is correct.
Yeah, I did not think that was Bane.
Beth?
Yeah.
you ready?
Yeah. Is the Kane guy a lawyer?
He's a newspaper mogul.
Okay. Newspaper magnate, Charles Foster Kane, based on that guy, that real guy.
Is this William from Randolph Citizen
first.
Kane?
William first.
Yep. I never seen it.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Oh, maybe you should have picked that earlier. It's good. All right, Beth? If you need a friend, get a dog.
All right. I mean, if this is... I'm saying neither.
That is correct.
Okay.
You did it.
Thank you.
That one is... that was Gordon Gekko in Wall Street. Said if you need a friend, get a dog. Probably to Charlie Sheen. It's probably something that wasn't the first time you heard that. All right. who's next? Wells? Wells?
One writing a song about you.
I want it to be Bane. So very badly. I'm going to go with Kane.
Kane is correct. Wow, this is shaping up to be quite a competition for everybody.
Except for me.
Trey, yes.
Yeah. Get to go first.
Trey's the only one that's really been sitting this one out.
It's right. There's a lot of cinephiles in this group, so don't beat yourself up.
I know.
Do not beat yourself up. All right. Whose turn is it now, Trey?
Yeah. Who else?
How come you always get to go first?
I don't know.
All right. Well, moms get pretty ugly sometimes.
Moms?
Hang on, I'll do it again.
Well, sometimes.
Oh, sometimes it's at the end. Wait.
Well, moms get pretty ugly sometimes. You know.
Are you saying moms?
Mobs.
Mobs.
I think it's a
mobs.
B, right?
Oh, mobs.
Mobs.
I really thought moms.
Oh, I thought you said moms, too.
Yeah. I said mobs or moms?
I just thought of Bane trying to order a coffee. Yeah. Did you say Dane?
Son of a bitch.
I said Bane.
Bane?
You spelled my name wrong. There's no I in Bane. I'm going to throw you out of this plane.
All right.
I once again have no idea.
Okay,
shocking, so Kane,
Bane, Kane, or neither?
Kane. Mob's coming after.
Now it's like you should be
like
someone
statistically.
Should,
I should
yeah,
get it
I
right.
mean, someone should right. bet against you or something because yeah. you're terrific at this at not getting
at not
it.
Not getting it. Yeah, right, yeah.
You just go out of your way. It almost feels like Blair.
Wait, who would you guys?
Kane.
Kane.
Yeah, is it Bane or neither that says,
neither.
Well, moms get pretty ugly sometimes, you know?
I don't think Bane would say you know at the end of a sentence.
What are you, some sort of fucking linguist expert or some shit? I didn't know I had a goddamn genius on the panel. What's your guess, Blair?
Neither.
Neither is correct.
Yeah.
You know?
Blair's really running away with this thing.
I was like, I definitely think that's Bane until you said the
no, that was
part.
Supposed to give it away. That's why I could have clipped off the you know from the quote. That would have been cheating, though, because it really does give it away. All right. Steve.
What was that from?
That was, wait, I didn't say what it was from?
From Wolf of Wall Street.
No. Steve, it's awesome that you asked me what it's from. Because it's from It's a Wonderful Life. And that's Mr. Potter.
Of course.
Or as I like to call him, Mr. Potter.
Mr. Potter.
Yeah, Mr. Potter, yes. If you want to go back to the 70s, the reference from the 2000s isn't good for you. Okay, so Steve, this is yours. And if you get this right, you can tie it up with Blair. If you do not get it right, Blair... is the winner of this game.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The pressure is so on, Steve.
Maybe I'll make some teeth and whiskers.
Let me do it again.
You don't have to. Maybe I'll make some teeth and whiskers.
Woman.
Right.
Do you have a good whisker person? Because... the teeth I can make. I'm going to say neither.
You're going neither, eh? Yeah. I'm sorry, but that's incorrect.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Beth, what do you think it is?
How is that?
Is that Bane or Kane?
Maybe I'll make some teeth and whiskers.
And whiskers?
And whiskers.
All right. Well, he didn't say it like that.
And whiskers.
Whiskers, come out of the shadows. I've got 5 o'clock shadow.
You know.
On my face.
I'll make some teeth and whiskers.
I don't know. I'm gonna
say. Yeah, good answer.
I'm gonna say Kane. How is it Bane? I'm saying Kane.
Kane is correct.
Okay. Because I'm like.
Yeah.
Okay.
And here's this is the twist. This is some M. Night Shyamalan bullshit right here. Kane says that when he's 8 years old in the movie. And he's out in the snow. He's out in the snow cooking up ideas for his snowman.
The way you said that was like Matthew Lillard in Scream when he's like, it's so cool, man. He's got blood all over him.
There's nothing like a fun reveal. And great job, everybody, but especially Blair, who won that game. She did it. And that means she gets to go first in our last game that we will play right after this. We'll be right back.
I went on autopilot.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back! We're back! What a fun commercial break that was. That was a good time. And are you having fun, Steve?
Yeah. Should I tell my face?
If you could take a moment to have a conversation with your face, I'd appreciate it.
Sure.
That joke was just in something that I just saw. Like, something new had that old
I feel like I saw it recently, too.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to play one more game. Blair gets to go first. And this is a game that I love because I love to play along. Which in this case is absolutely unfair because I know I know which name I'm going to use today, so I'm going to be extra loaded and ready to go. The game is called Last Person Standing, and that was the perfect amount. And you know what I mean? I want the listeners to be like, "Oh, people are into it," but you know, it's like fake it. It's not getting crazy. So it's called Last Person Standing, and what we do is we take the name of an actor, actress, and we take turns saying a movie that person has been in. And if it gets to your turn and you can't think of one,
oh no,
you're out. Yeah, but you do have a lifeline in the audience. That's the person who you chose to play for today. You can go, hey, help me out one time. And then they have to just give you one answer and you use it or don't use it. But chances are you'll everyone will know if it's the right answer or not. And then you don't wait too long to use it is what I like
okay,
to tell
okay, but
people.
Once you... okay.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you the name of
there's
the actor.
There's a couple rounds of this? Or
we just go.
Okay.
Once you're out...
It's like a game for people that play in their car on long trips.
Yeah.
But we're going to... you know, we're not
once
gonna,
you're out, you,
we're not
going
to sit around
out.
And think about it for too long.
Right.
But, you know, you got a little moment to okay. think of a... The next one, the person I chose for today for this game has over 100 film credits, and it's his birthday today. Yeah, I've been liking picking the ladies lately because it's fun to watch the guy panelists be terrible at remembering what movies ladies are in. But this guy is just too good to resist. It's Mr. Nicolas Cage.
Nice.
All right. So
I'm going to play two. So when it gets to me, I'm going to say one, two. So we're going to start with Blair, then go to Steve. Then wait, which way were we going before? We'll go the other way. We'll go Blair, then Trey, then Wells, then me, then Beth, then Steve. Of course, I'm not playing for anybody. I'm just playing for fun and also to take titles away from use because we can't, you know, you can't repeat titles. Everybody's got a few in their head at this point, I think.
Oh, we were supposed to. Yes. Good. I think I'm good.
Yeah. I mean, think about it whenever it works for you. You know, like.
I'm good.
Like when it's about to be your turn, it's probably a good time.
I'm good, you know.
Okay. So, Blair, are you ready?
Yes. Moonshock.
And a quick reminder to the audience, don't yell any Nicolas Cage movies out. That'd be helpful. What?
Moonshock.
Snap out of it. That'll be fun. I'm going to do a quote from every movie that you say. Okay, Trey?
Leaving Las Vegas.
Hey, I'm leaving Las Vegas.
I thought we were going this way.
I'm fast, too. I'm good with these quotes. Wells?
Face off.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I'm already... Hey, aren't you Caster Troy? I love that name, Caster Troy. What? Okay. I mean, I have to say it just to get it over with. Who has my pig? Yeah, the motion picture Pig.
That Master Pig?
You don't know the movie Pig?
Oh, yeah.
Pig.
Oh, God. Adaptation.
I'm playing two parts.
Why did you guys respond like that?
I'm brothers.
It felt like I was wrong.
How do they respond? Oh, you mean because they didn't applaud?
No, I just meant like, I said adaptation. I felt like the crowd was like, oh. And I was like, am I out?
No, they were like, you know, we're familiar with that movie, but we're also not excited about it.
Okay. I just, it gave me the reaction of I'm out.
People applaud for some titles, and it's like, yeah, okay, yeah, that's a good movie, I guess. Or a good
still
answer.
Still recovering. Yeah. Adaptation.
You're doing great. You're still in it.
Raising Arizona.
Hi.
It's his name, yeah.
I just watched that Angels movie on the plane.
Where did it take place?
In Los Angeles.
No. Not that specific.
I want to say it's called...
What would you say it's called?
No, my God, I'm going to ask Chelsea.
Or you want to try a different one? You're going to Chelsea with what that movie's called?
Is it...
You're so close.
What is it called?
Don't say it. Don't ask anybody yet. Just think about it for a second.
Stop trying to help her.
Beth.
Oh, Beth.
Beth, I'm on the verge of a victory,
Beth. Oh, my goodness.
Bury her, Beth.
Beth is really, really wants to win today.
Oh, my God, Beth. I supported you in your hunger.
I know. I'm a backstabbing bitch.
Yes. No, I love this Angel movie. I saw my fucking
You just watched it on the plane,
and
you cried when
titles.
The Goo Goo Dolls sang that
yes.
song.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Like, what do people call Los Angeles?
Right.
Like, what's the nickname for it?
There you go, yeah. Ah!
Yeah. There we go.
I didn't want to say, where are you? Because there's no movie called Dynasty Typewriter, But there should be, and maybe will be someday. All right, so you're still in it, Blair, and I helped her out, Beth, because obviously you know what's going on here.
Too.
Yeah, exactly. Trey?
I clapped.
Greatest Southern accent. Greatest Southern accent ever committed to film in Con Air.
Con Air. Oh,
shit. Yeah.
Give me my bunny. Yeah. I want my bunny. Wells?
The Rock.
Nice. What the fuck is that line he says in that movie? He says something about Zeus's butthole. You know, like what in the name of Zeus's butthole? Yeah. Butthole. He really,
that was really
lays
good.
Into it. Yeah.
That sounded like him.
Oh, man.
You've been around a lot of dead bodies. Is that normal? Oh, the leg kicking thing? Yeah.
Yeah. No, that movie's phenomenal. That's my, because like when people are like, name a, you know, a good, bad movie, I think that's just a good movie to me, but there's elements to it that where some would, say it's bad. So it's a good one to recommend in that scenario. Whose turn is it?
Yours.
You said Con Air?
I said The Rock.
Oh, right.
We were just talking about it.
I know. I mean, I got distracted by Zeus's butthole. Like, what specifically about Zeus's butthole? Very interesting choice. Out of all the people in the world, what in the name of Charles Foster Kane's butthole? That kind of thing. All right, so for my answer, I am going to, I'm trying to pick obscure ones now. Ooh, Racing with the Moon.
How are we supposed to know if that's right?
If I tell you more about it, will you believe me? Sean Penn, Elizabeth McGovern, like the third movie he was in, maybe Sean Penn's second movie.
Okay.
Yeah, it's real. It's real, and it's in your face. Beth.
I'm going to say The Family Man.
Of course. Very good one.
I like that one.
Yeah. Steve?
Valley Girl.
When are they going to get around to making Valley Man? Wouldn't it be neat that his character is an adult and he...
As a kid.
Yeah.
What are those, Blair? Museum movies where everyone was like, he must really need a lot of money. He spent his money badly.
Oh, right. Because he was in Night at the Museum 1, Night at the Museum 2.
Night at the Museum.
Night at the Museum 3.
That's what I was going with, yeah,
no,
definitely.
Those are Ben Stiller.
No! No, what is it? You tricked me. That wasn't fair.
Sorry. Oh, you really were feeling like you nailed it.
I was, yeah. No, yeah. I really
she
thought.
Technically did give an answer.
Beth!
Yeah. Yeah.
Beth, what the hell, Beth?
Hey, let me help you out. With the, let me help you. Give me. I'll give you one clue, Blair, and then 10 seconds, and you still have your lifeline.
Yes, I have a lifeline.
But the clue is that these movies you're referring to do not have the word museum in them. No. That's the clue. So steer away from the word museum.
That was the clue?
Like, what are they?
I thought you were giving me a clue.
They're not museum movies, is all I'm telling. I'm saying there's another, there's other key words.
Fuck. Chelsea, please.
You want to give her a different one or that one? Okay, Chelsea is going to give it to you. National Treasure.
National Treasure, of course.
Yeah.
I knew it was National Treasure.
They didn't call the first one Treasures because they didn't know yet. They didn't know that there would be another treasure worth getting. I forget the second movie. I guess it's a National Treasure. I wanted doubloons. That's what I look for in my treasure. Not a fucking parchment. Where are we at? Trey.
Do we have to get...
And thank you for your honesty.
Every single word of it, exactly.
We like an exact title here at Doug Loves Movies, but you know, you've seen what's been happening with Blair. Wait, oh yeah, she used her lifeline.
Yeah.
I was going to try to torture you some more, Blair.
No, you're right.
The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, all right. Movies, wow.
Yeah, that is a tough one, though.
Impressive. Fuck. I was going to do that one.
Wells.
Oh, dear.
Brian, it's going to be not yet, but just get some in the chamber there, buddy.
Okay, yeah, get ready. I don't know what you've been doing so far, Brian.
Yeah. Hopefully you've been Googling.
But now he wants you to...
Nicolas Cage.
No phones
films.
No, he knows plenty. Brian knows a lot.
Ghost Rider.
Yes.
Ooh.
Bravo, bravo.
Nice one.
Rumble Fish.
Nice. Rumble Good call. Fish.
Beth.
This is a risk, but like that's kind of my thing.
You can go to your lifeline instead of taking a risk.
Yeah, but I want to say this.
Okay. And then if you get eliminated, you can't keep throwing shade at Blair.
But can I cry?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think it's, I would like that.
I'm pretty.
Beth, let's hear it.
Let's bring in the new year with a.
When Peggy Sue got married?
What's that?
When Peggy Sue got married?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Peggy Sue got married?
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm in trouble.
Who Peggy Sue got married?
When Peggy Sue got married?
Why Peggy Sue got married?
Yeah, Peggy Sue got married. He's got like a crazy accent in that one. Big weird teeth.
She was pregnant, that's why.
Yeah. Yeah, big weird teeth.
I loved him.
Yeah. Steve?
Can it just be a movie he's in? He's not doesn't have to be this.
Yeah, he's just gotta be in
it. No, it's not. You know, it right. Could be one of the many supporting roles that he's played.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
Fuck. off.
Barely in it.
Are you? You're
He's
also
in it
in
slightly
that.
More than I am. Yeah.
Oh no, I don't.
Blair.
No, I don't.
It's time again.
Oh, your help no. is gone.
My help is gone. I need a lifeline.
You
I
lost your
God.
Lifeline.
I need God.
Hey, do you want to guess the rest of the title if I give you the first part?
Yeah.
National Treasure 2.
Well, I was going to guess that, honestly.
Yeah, but what's the rest of it?
National Treasure 2 of Buck.
Back to the treasures.
Wait, did you say Buck?
Back.
National Treasure 2, Back Marks the Spot. Yeah.
Back at the scene of the crime.
Back at the scene of the crime. National Treasure 2, back in business.
Back for more treasure.
Back National more treasure, treasure 2, back to school. Blair, you've been a terrific player today. You got some money.
Bet
you
got
Everybody knows there's only one female out at the top.
Fuck you. Yeah, ever heard of it?
That fuck you is just going to come out of nowhere because I don't think the listeners are going to hear the guy in the audience, what he said. Which now I'm liking it even better. Beth Stelling just, fuck you! Who is she looking? Who is she talking to?
New year, new me.
Could be anybody. Could be anybody. All right, Trey.
Snake Eyes.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Yikes.
Brian De Palma. Yeah. Wells.
Can it be a movie that he was supposed to make, but
questions.
It didn't happen?
No, and it can't be Renfield just because the trailer just came out. I haven't seen it. I can't wait to just see the movie.
Because he was supposed to play Superman, which would have been really great.
That was a whole
I feel
thing.
Like I should get...
That was a thing for a while. Do you want to use your lifeline? Because also, once you use your lifeline, you still might think of another one when it gets back
Probably
to you.
Probably not. Brian Song, please.
What do you got, buddy?
The Weatherman.
Yep. Family Man, Weatherman, Matchstick Man, Beth.
It's your turn.
He said Matchstick.
Well, how's I supposed to know what that is?
I just said two other ones. Yeah, he likes man movies. He might not be in Superman, but he's in a lot of man men movies.
Definitely.
He's definitely a vampire, and I'm trying to peg it. I better go to my lifeline.
Like, what's he, as a vampire, what's he into?
Blood.
I guess he's not into the rest of that. The rest of the title really doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Want to go to your lifeline?
Yeah.
Okay. We're gone in 60 seconds. I like it. That's very good.
All right.
Good.
Thank you, Leia.
Nicely done. Steve?
Mandy.
Yes, of course. Good old Mandy. She came and she left without taking.
It's me, right?
It's Trey, yeah.
Just take your time.
Kick-Ass?
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. It's a real good one.
So... Can I just leave after this, or do I have to stick around? Like, how does this work?
I mean, you could, that's up to you, but we wouldn't mind if you stayed. There's not much left to the show. And, we do a curtain call at the end.
National Treasure 2.
People throw flowers.
Time to die.
Is he like in mortal danger in those films?
This one is
I
in trouble.
There more fun, nerdy chase movies, like those Tom Hanks ones.
Well, every, yeah.
Yeah.
Time to Die. I love that one.
National Treasure 2. I'm not going to say the rest of it. Leave it for somebody else. But thank you for playing, Wells.
Thank you.
Great first time guest, right?
Yeah.
Killed it. But yeah, these games are difficult. especially like, why would you ever say the words Captain Morelli's mandolin? Beth.
Yeah, I can't exactly. I'm still stuck on the vampire thing. So sleeping or, I mean, like, I don't know if he was, the only vampire thing that's coming to my mind is.
Wait, you're just going to name the only vampire thing and hope Nicholas Cage is in it? It might work.
Let her say it.
Yeah, I'm just saying Interview with a Vampire, but it's the only one I know.
Yeah, I mean, we'd know if he was in that.
Yeah.
That'd be a totally different kind of interview. Very active.
Such an interesting little head.
Yeah. This is this is Nicolas Cage in Interview with a Vampire.
Sorry.
Did you eat the baby?
I feel like this is going to be a Steven Doug showdown. I might have to put money in my meter.
Oh, shit. You got a meter, too?
Yeah. You want? Do you want?
Don't do it now, because we got
do you want one in yours?
A few more minutes left.
Well, it's too late. I'm gushing.
What is that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. There she goes.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, are you out of the game?
Well, I just lost, didn't I?
Oh, I guess so. Best telling, everybody.
Oh, she's not really doing a meter. She was just saying that.
Oh, right.
Put her tampon in.
Right, that's...
I forgot, way to go, Doug.
I forgot that was code. I'm gonna go put a parking meter in there.
Doug loves subtlety.
She said, too late, my car is gushing.
I thought she was just taking a break to go have some gushers.
I love gushers.
Gushers are great. Steve?
The teaser just came out for Renfield.
It did, yeah.
But Dracula, vampires.
I already said out loud that movie doesn't count.
It doesn't?
Mm-mm.
Okay, then Joe.
Now you're just saying names?
No, that's a movie.
Yeah. Trey?
Lord of War?
Yes.
Whoa. You guys
Holy
love
crap.
Nicolas Cage.
He's great.
That came back to me fast. What's one we haven't? Jesus Christ.
Time to die.
Oh, I guess I could do that. But I might fuck it up. So that'll be good. I'll be out if I fuck it up. So National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets.
You knew that?
Damn.
Yeah. I thought I knew. Yeah.
I thought it was Book of Shadows this whole time. I would have
Oh, wow.
That up.
Yeah, no, glad it's Sherlock Holmes 2 is something about shadows.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Steve.
I think it's the Scorsese one. I think it's Bringing Out the Dead.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Thank God.
Yes. And you helped me think of another one.
This is incredible.
Go ahead, Trey.
Next.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not just passing.
Yeah, no, I'll movie. Tell you what's next. Yeah. The Cotton Club. Steve.
Eight millimeter?
Yes.
Yeah. God yes. damn it.
Yes, Trey.
Okay, Paul, do you know the name of that fucking Five Nights at Freddy's movie? Ooh. Or any Nicolas Cage movie? Hit me with something.
Wicker Man. Oh, nice.
Fuck, Wicker Man. Now I've given
fucking
somebody
bees.
One.
Wicker Man. Very good. Very good. I thought of one right before Wicker Man, and then that pushed it out of my head. I fucking hate when that happens. Nicholas. You just keep trying to picture him, you know. You got another one, Steve?
I think I will have,
You're gonna
to,
have
go
to go to
my
your
life
guy.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'm just going to call it because we're running out of time. go to your guy, Steve.
Lifeline, Colin.
Ghost Rider 2, what?
The Rock. Ghost Rider 2, The Rock. Yeah, that's all I had was Ghost Rider 2 as well, but I didn't know.
Yeah, there's more words in that one, I think. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, do you have anything else for him?
No, that's all right. We tried.
You tried, but I can't believe this is happening.
That you won your own game?
No, Trey won.
Wait.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe it either. is it just
Welcome back, Beth.
Thank you.
Is it just Kick-Ass 2?
It was the right time.
He's not in the
he's
second one.
Ah,
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So I would have lost, but I didn't. So, one. Hey, but yeah.
So,
here we go.
So it's Ghost Rider 2. What's the second
What's
one?
The rest of the title, though? I don't, we don't, nobody knows. Jesus. But hit us what we missed. Vampire's Kiss is the one you
kiss.
Were thinking of.
There we go.
Wild at Heart is a great one.
The Croods.
Sorcerer's Apprentice. Yep. It Could Happen to You, the tip movie. Yeah, where he gave that waitress that big tip, but not the rest of it. Guarding Tess with Shirley MacLaine, The Knowing.
I kept trying to think of that one this whole time.
Yeah, it's hard to remember The Knowing.
Yeah.
Such a weird one. Was that it? We did good. Nobody said the one that I thought of and forgot, but that's okay.
Was he in a war movie?
He's not in Kick-Ass.
No, he died in Kick-Ass 1.
Maybe, what's her name? Maybe Hit Girl looks at a picture of him in Kick-Ass 2, maybe? So I would count that. But anyway.
Is he in any war movies?
Yeah, Captain Corelli's Mandolin.
He said Code Talkers.
I even said it wrong earlier. It's Captain Corelli, not I said Morelli.
Do you guys know the one up? Yeah.
Is that true?
Enter the Spider-Verse or whatever.
Oh, he's going to be in the next one?
I love that.
Well, he was
that
in the
movie.
First one.
Oh, right.
He
the animated
was
one.
Noir, Spider-Noir, or whatever.
Yeah.
But no, I said that Five
He doesn't
Nights
do
at
voices
thing.
In a lot. Yeah.
It's
yeah,
one where he's like fighting animatronics in a theme park.
Oh, no,
something.
No. That's.
What's that
that's.
I know it's not an actual Five Nights at Freddy's
that's
movie.
That's Wonderland. It's Willy's Wonderland.
Yeah, there. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, the one I thought of is Color Out of Space. That's the one I thought of and forgot.
Has he ever
oh, and Mom and Dad. Yep, oh, I yep. could go all day.
Yep.
But thank you to all of my guests. Let's do some plugs. Let's start with Beth. What would you like to plug?
Oh, dear.
Okay, Steve.
We haven't shot season 2 yet, but season 1 of Peacemaker's on HBO Max.
Yeah. I love Peacemaker.
Watch it all.
Thank you.
He's so good in it.
Don't skip the credits so you can watch Steve dance.
He's so good
yeah.
in it.
Yeah.
It's so rhythmic.
Such
when does
a
this
fun
come out, Doug,
opening
this
title
episode?
Sequence. Sunday night, tomorrow night.
I'll be in Denver at Denver Comedy Works January 12th through 14th.
We love Denver Comedy Works. Congratulations on that. Blair Saki.
I'll be around. You could follow me at Blair Saki.
And that's spelled S-O-C-C-I.
Yeah, I can't believe you said the truth. Yeah. She's right. It's spelled that way.
Yeah. So just pour yourself a shot of sake and spell Saki right. Trey Crowder.
Yeah, I also spell my name weird. I don't know if that's weird, Saki. Maybe that's normal. But it's mine's weird. T-R-A-E Crowder on all the socials and stuff. You listen to my podcast, Putting on Airs, where two hillbillies try to make sense of fancy people shit. And yeah, come see me. I got a show here in L.A. on the 19th at the Bourbon Room. If you guys want to come, or just go to treycrowder.com, check it all out. Thank you.
Yes, and as champion, you're invited to come back like immediately. You can be
oh right,
the,
yeah,
like
hey,
the next
well,
episode if you want to.
Okay, yeah,
if it's not already booked up. But
I'd
yeah.
love to.
Yeah, we'll try to have you back real soon. Somebody else I'd love to have back real soon. Wells Adams, what do you
yeah,
want to plug?
Yeah.
Tell us about other shows that aren't you can't watch you anymore.
Season 1 and only season 1 of Best in Doe is on Hulu. You can also watch all I think 7 seasons of Paradise on Hulu. And I have a podcast called YFT you can listen to.
7 seasons now of Paradise that you are involved
that
in.
That I'm on, yeah.
What's
yeah.
the podcast stand for?
Your Favorite Thing podcast.
YFT.
And how I am.
Oh.
Very
right.
sad.
Wow. What? It's a crossover event. That's what I like to call it. Do I have anything to plug? Oh, of course I do. We'll be back here at Dynasty Typewriter in about a month. And, I'm going to do Doug Loves Movies, Benson Movie Interruptions of The Goonies and Lost Boys. And I'm also going to be in Arden's podcast, Will You Accept This Rose, all at SF Sketchfest, January 27th through 29th. You know, if you can't make it out to Doug Loves Movies or Will You Accept This Rose, you can listen to it for free later. Wow, ending right on time. Thank you to Dynasty Typewriter and all of my guests, Beth Stelling. Steve Agee, Blair Saki, Trey Crowder, Wells Adams. As always, ready?
time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.